Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Peter Lawn, L-A-W-N. Peter Lawn is now a 56-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 5/11/16. Peter was pinned against a wall with an electric pallet jack against his left foot. Peter went to an urgent care. Afterwards, Peter had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a fracture of the left foot that was treated surgically. Peter is no longer receiving any active care. Peter Mr. Flynn admits that in 2015, he fractured his left tibia and fibula, treated surgically. Peter this healed, and he returned to work up through the subject event. Period. A paragraph, additional records show Mr. Lawn received an order approving settlement on 5/16/19 to be inserted here. Period. He then applied for a reopener. Period. A paragraph. On 11/27/18, he was seen by Dr. Weiss for a permanency exam. Period. On 8/3/21, he had a need for treatment evaluation with Dr. DeVenero for his left leg pain. Period. He noted there were three surgeries on the left leg, but he also had left knee, limited synovectomy, / plica excision, comma, partial lateral meniscectomy on 3/16/17. Period. He was last seen on 1/3/18 and was placed at maximum medical improvement within the FCE restrictions. Period. He denied any new injury. Period. Dr. DeVenero diagnosed left foot and leg pain, left knee pain, as well as contusion of the left foot. Period. He ordered updated x-rays. Period. He thought a lot of the symptoms coming from the back were radicular in nature. Period. He recommended electrodiagnostic testing in that regard. Period. In the paragraph, he was then seen by Dr. Scholl, S-C-H-O-L-L, on 11/29/21 for a left lower extremity EMG. Period. It showed evidence for severe chronic left L5 radiculopathy. At 11/30/21, he underwent several x-rays to be inserted here. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He showed this evaluator pictures on his phone, illustrating the swelling in his ankle when he works. Period. Extremities lower, inspection revealed a healed open surgical scarring at the left knee, anteriorly measuring 2¼ inches in length. Period. He also had an anterior scar about the left ankle, measuring 1¾ inches in length longitudinally. Period. In the medial ankle was a 1½-inch longitudinal scar. Period. There was another scar in the lateral left lower leg, from the mid-calf down to the ankle, measuring 8 inches in length. Period. There was no significant swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. The normal through manual muscle testing, scratch the left ankle inversion was to 20 degrees, and eversion between 10 and 15 degrees. Period. Motion of the ankles, knees, and hips was otherwise full in all spheres of crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4⁻ to 5⁻ for left hamstring, EHL and plantar flexor strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Feet and ankles, normal. He had diminished soft touch sensation with left lateral ankle and foot. Period. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to stand on his heels, but not on the toes. Period. He performed active lumbar flexion to 70 degrees. Period. Extension bilateral rotation and sideband were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period. He states that his left foot turns inward, causing him to lose balance. Period. On occasion, he hits his right foot. Period. Impressions. On 5/11/16, Peter Lawn introduced left lower extremity as marked in my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. He had orthopedic evaluation by Dr. DiVernero. Period. EMG was done on 11/29/21. To be inserted. Period. He also underwent several x-rays on 11/30/21. Period. New paragraphs current examination found there to be healed surgical scarring about the left lower extremity. Period. There was mildly decreased range of motion about the left ankle for inversion and eversion. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the foot and ankle were negative. Period. He did not require a handheld assist device for ambulation. Period. He was able to squat and rise. Period. Lumbar flexion was to 70 degrees, but he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative in the lumbar spine. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same as will be marked in my prior report. And that is the end.